Yeah, I'm playing safe again, but it's another book that I'm very keen to read again. It's called How It Ends by Saskia Sargentson, and I've got an advance copy, actually, because it's only out in a couple of days. It's out on Thursday, so it's advance notice here, but it is out in paperback. It's out for $8.99, so it's a bargain purchase, because I'm sure you'll love this book. Well, I don't want to preempt that, actually, but hopefully everybody will love this book. And of course, you can get it from the library as well. And it's set in Suffolk. It's set in 1950s Suffolk, around an airbase where the American Air Force is based. So it's a fictional take on an airbase in Suffolk, but I think we can guess where it's based on.
She's probably pinched a bit of all sorts to put it together, as authors often do.
But she was brought up, the author was brought up in Suffolk, so she's got a lot of memories to draw on, and perhaps we'll find out about that next time. But the story is based around a family who've moved here from the States. They've moved to the airbase from the States, where the husband is engaged in some top secret work. The wife, sadly, hasn't really got a role, so she's floundering a little bit. And they've got two children, twins. And also the children are struggling to find their way. So it's all a bit difficult as they've moved and made this new home. And sadly, the family is slowly, bit by bit, destroyed. It is quite a tragic tale. And but we need to find out what happened to them. Why is this disintegration happened? What has caused these things? And that's part of the mystery. We need to find out what. And it's the daughter who's telling us the story. She's telling us what she discovers, what she uncovers.
It's interesting because it's a while ago that I read one of Saskia's books, and it was The Twins, which I think is quite a famous one.
Yes.
So I wonder if she had twins or has twins.
She has got twins.
So
yes.
It must be because
she has said that she finds the relationship between them intriguing, and that's what she feels is her USP, if you like, as an author. So that's her way in, and so she's explored it again with this book.
Sounds
but that isn't the main thing.
It's just part of
that's
the story.
Right, yes.
And you're saying that we selected the book and you're reading it, but that you've talked to lots of people and it's really become their book, you know, something that they're really passionate about.
It's really fascinating because it's set in this area, and it's got a lot of it's mixing truth and fiction. So and it's very beautifully written, but there's a lot of atmosphere about the forest. Rendlesham, and so there's all sorts of intrigue there that we can draw on from our own memories and associations with Rendlesham. But it's also sort of a Cold War type thing. So you've got all that eeriness and mystique. And then she's based it on something that she found out about the military in America. So there's all sorts of elements, all sorts of layers to the book.
It's lovely when I like those, when you get a bit of truth in amongst it, but then you have, because there's no way you can ever find out all the history about something, so you can weave a story around it.
Yes.
But that gives it that sort of true feeling in a way, doesn't it? It helps you into the book.
Yes, and sometimes really does send that shiver down your spine.
Woo! How It Ends by Saskia Sargentson is published as a paperback on the 2nd of May, so you've got a couple of days if you want to get it as a paperback. But obviously the libraries have got copies, so go along and order it from your libraries, and you've got a month, in fact probably just over a month, as we're a tad
That's
early
right,
this
yeah.
week, aren't we, as well. So How It Ends by Saskia Sargentson, get to read it and then let us know what you think.